I didn't count how much that is, but we'll take it as much as we can.
Sure.
Because the first day, standard is like...
Well, I know they're very old. They've been here forever, haven't they?
Okay.
Well, it does.
I didn't know if you
wanted to. Okay. It's just fine for me. All right. I'm going to have to do this stuff. Really. Okay. I'll see you tonight. Scheduling? I'm not scheduling. Alright. See you tonight on your phone. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'll skip the 40s. It's not going to be too bad later. Oh, bye. Okay. Yeah, wonderful recording. Listen a little bit to Lou Rock. I used to listen to Lou Rock a little more often. He's getting older now. Starting to get a little tricky. You know, the people you look up to, mentors, and things like that, they eventually pass away. And you end up having to be those kinds of people. I'm trying not to get too weird about it. Colder this morning. It was 19 a little earlier, right before dawn. So, anyway, it's nice to spend a lot of time working on finances. One of her big concerns is she wants to feel good about paying down the mortgage as we go along. I'm more of a lump sum dude. You get that Dave Ramsey bucket. It's good. It's a good bucket. It doesn't track a little bit. It's all about knocking out tail. It's all about stabilizing your finances. Mostly about living from your means. And I was making $75,000. That was really easy to do. You know, we have lots of extra money. Police is not very I'm just saying. She isn't very extravagant. I'm grateful for that. I'm painfully austere. Like, for instance, this coat I'm wearing today. Is the coat I was provided by TGS in 1997 while working offshore. Had a lot of out of deck work and they provided coats for me. Nice, it's Carhartt. Let me tell you, this Carhartt has seen me through twenty year old coat. And tough business, man. Made out of fire hose fabric. As long as you're tough on it, it'll keep you going. I had some fire hose pants for a while. Fire hose pants don't work as well because they get abrased. Pants get abrased too much down by your crotch. Just the nature of the beast. If you do a lot of kneeling work, get torn up around your knees too. So I don't spend a lot of money on pants because you just go through them so fast. Shirts don't get a lot of action. I don't tend to spend a lot on shirts because they'll just last and last and last and last and last. So what are polo shirts? People bought me a bunch of polo shirts that are actually made for tall people. And they were really, really quite nice. But you'll just start praying fast. I don't know if they were just basically cheap shirts. They probably were. I've always had better luck with shirts than I got at thrift stores. Funny. They're always the ones that last the longest, the ones I actually get paid the least for. People are interesting. End up giving away stuff. Mostly because who we swell up, I swell up right now. I've been walking to work for not even a full month now. And not much has happened in his life. Pretty funny. Somebody even sworn up, I guess. But, however, we're, anyway. Oh. So, we have to work on the emergency fund, which will take us about a year. Once we really plow into it. The more we plow into it, the quicker we'll get it up to where it needs to be. We can get back to, they really haven't been doing much on the homeowners, on the house payment. Probably the next big debt to pay on. That's really the last debt to pay on is the house. Somebody who accuses of not having a modest home. And, I was thinking of the positive side of the house that we have. It's in kind of a forgotten place. We call it a neighborhood, but it's not actually in town, in Cowtown. Certainly not the kind of situation that the city's going, oh, let's incorporate it for tax reasons. This would be a great idea. You know, it's like, you know, there would be no interest at all. Well, it's interesting. There's a house. They're trying to sell for $29,900. It's not $299,000. It's $29,900. Over in Elida. Elida's about 20 miles from Patel. Anyway, it's a good story. Not a small house. One of the first houses built in Elida. And, it kept up pretty well. Just some nice work done on the inside. Now they're just trying to get rid of it. Anyway, that was interesting. Their mine cost at 109. Big difference. But eminently able to be moved into. So that's always interesting. I'm not looking at the at the market at all for housing. I've got a good situation given our circumstances. Actually, in the end, owner finance on our house in two concerning. And, that's a pretty good source of income for right now. Now, that money gets used for paying off debts, and it'll be used for doing our emergency fund. It's never used for living expenses. You gotta be really careful when you get an income tax return. If you're having to use that income tax return to make ends meet, something's wrong. Either you need to reduce your expenses so that that you're bringing in more than you're putting out. That's the most important thing of all. Or you just need to raise more income. You know, and sometimes it's going to be kind of an investment thing. You're going to have a concerted plan to get more education or training or whatever that you need so that you can make enough money. Just that simple, and easy credit is one of the worst blights on the face of the earth. But I'm a libertarian. I'm not going to say, "Oh, we need to outlaw this stuff." They said, "No, individual people need to stay away from it." You can't control culture. Nor should you spend a lot of time trying. Family culture is tricky enough. It's hard to inculcate certain attitudes in my children. And I feel like I failed miserably at it because they're not doing it at all. Carson has already got this weird, I don't know why she has to compare it with her father. She's not willing to do what's needed. Or she just hasn't so far. I don't know if she's willing or not. I don't think she's trying. But It's not my place to say.
The first thing done, you're not going to go off.